The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So it's nice to have you with us here this morning. The buzz discussion has been for quite some time and was placed on the front burner last week. The issue of alliances, coalition, political parties coming together, the announcement by Kamala Persaud-Bisesa and the UNC of moves to foster another such amalgamation of forces to contest against the PNM. And of course, your political entity has been identified as one of those as a part of what's taking place. Since the initial announcement, we've had hope with Timothy Hamill-Smith coming out and making a pronouncement. In this morning's newspaper in The Guardian, there's the Congress of the People making a pronouncement. That their pronouncements aren't necessarily in tandem with what has been said thus far. So let's allow you to tell us. So what really is taking place? What has been agreed upon? What are the discussions about?
Well, first of all, the opposition created an opportunity for all of us conversation with regard to taking forward opposition. So those are ongoing conversations. The thing is stone, so I stand the room for the release. People get a and we get ahead of themselves. I understand that in the Congress people want to talk to the other than them talking about the release. Foolishness and down. The issue is that right now is best to stand the way. You have a party, play a part. Don't make this politics. Politics killing this country. Step back from too much politics right now and get back into the business of running a proper country. The last time it was properly run was transcendent. Anybody who says different is deliberately different. I wonder. We have no choice but to accept the reality that this either does not know what they're doing, which I believe that could or so because to the elite then the contract that everything that is done seems to be not lined up in that direction. People are the people who are there. The average Trinidad life is hell. This is a political problem. Politics poised PNM, and if just a great family suggests condolences to the family of Ms. Morris and to the PNM, this should be targeted from targeted who has left us in the past 10 years with more than 60% of our fire stations without a plan. We are bereft and set adrift as a nation. Everybody in danger, including ministers and members of parliament. And we need to face reality as a people. We need to shake ourselves out of this slumber. I have decided with my vote, I know how strong my voice is, to ensure that next biggest, strongest opportunity to remove the United National Congress, I am going to work with them to make sure this PNM is obliterated politically. We have to start this
country. It was an interesting announcement to come from the UNC because the party has made it abundantly clear in the past that they would have gone it alone. The announcement of moves to foster some sort of working together with other entities took some people by surprise. And there are some who have, because the discussion is taking place all over, some who have sought to compare what's taking place now with what took place in 2010. Kamala Persaud-Bisesa suggesting that it's going to be even better than 2010. What's your opinion? Because you said you've said to us that this basically the formative years, formative discussions rather, about, and nobody's too sure about exactly what's going to happen or how it's going to take place. But what can the public expect? Because I'm sure that going into this thing, you would have some expectation as to how this might pan out. What are some of your expectations?
Well, first of all, the thing that I know for certain that happened is that going to be the United States Congress is going to be present for the election, and that Edward Alexander and Bob are allowed with the United States Congress thought would need and spirit want to get the PNM out. Everything else, this country is on fire. People are dying from incompetence. People are dying from maladministration. People are dying from failure to do basic things. There is no other conversation to have when those little children are at risk. The government has sacked away our sovereignty to the WEF, to the WHO. Now people are coming to try to walk back signatories to documents that have put that in play to Venezuela and America. We have lost the plot where Trinidad and Tobago as a sovereign nation is concerned. Trinidad needs to wake itself up out of the slumber. All these people who are outside there politicking, all in that thinking about themselves, need to put this country first. And I'm saying that I know for certain that there's going to be an election, that the United National Congress will contest that election, because they are the only political party that can. Let's be honest. I could look at all the other people outside and say, I like this one, I don't like that one, I like this one here, I like that one. Those things don't matter when children are dying. The country is failing. The middle class is against the ropes and dying. We have lost control of what should be one of the best, if not the best country in the world to live. Trinidad is blessed and highly favored and being ruined by some demon. And I told somebody this weekend, and he said, I don't remember that. I prayed, but they said, pray to Allah. We are the sponsor. Me, I will never look up for my back. I didn't try. I tried hard. I did a policy outside of the PA. I am not a proper so this you interviewing me. I have been on the ground every single day. I don't win the election. I'm the proper. Everybody needs to stop, look at you, see what they are doing to contribute to the good or the bad, and make these decisions in the best of everybody.
We are still having some issues with the quality of the audio on the phone. You're breaking up a lot and of getting messages that people are finding it difficult to follow the conversation. And I don't know if it makes much sense continuing the conversation when it's going to be a disservice to you. We have engineering just sent across a message to engineering to try to see if they can rectify what's the problem.
I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
If I talk to you now like this, you hear me clearly?
Yes, are you hearing much better? I don't know if you take you had it on hands-free or some kind of thing like that.
I had it on hands-free, so I'll put it in my ear. You see, the problem is, on my end, I get a feedback loop, so I hear me with the delay.
Okay.
But I could live with that.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, if you need me to restate anything I said, you want to go forward,
I think we can carry the conversation. We just have a couple minutes again. I may want to ask you to hold the line after the news so we can carry the conversation. Well, I'll call you back after the news so we can carry the conversation into the 8 o'clock hour, because we've missed most of the interview already. It's been piecemeal, and we really need to get into a couple of very serious matters. This morning, the poll question we did was, and some opinions in the newspaper and other places, they're asking about the future of coalition politics. Now, that's an important discussion, because we've had coalitions before, NAR, UNC.
I am loath to interrupt you. You ask brilliant questions, but I need to stick a pin right where you are there to tell you this. The PLM is the longest running coalition of interest in this country's history.
Mm.
We've never not had a coalition. It's just that in situations like this, where people are called out and it is that, I guess in the bright light of the media, you see it for what it is. But I've been telling people the PNM, the People's National Movement, is a coalition. It's a coalition of interest. DOMA, Trinidad Tobago Manufacturers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, elites 1%. I mean, PNM don't even own their building on Tranquility Street. That's owned by the Bermudez family. It is a coalition of interest. Prior to 2015, Keith Rowley and Carl Membert were at war. Barry McDonald and Keith Rowley were at war. Emory Brown and Keith Rowley was at war. Brian Manning working with Keith Rowley, even though Keith Rowley told the nation he put a spirit lash on Patrick Manning that gave him the stroke. They are a coalition. So let's stop the coalition talk. If coalition works, we've only ever had coalitions. Basbo Pandey, coalition with Rupert Griffith and Vincent Lass. The NAR was a coalition. The Congress of the People is a coalition of interest. The Congress of the People was literally sitting down with Chinese people and red people and Indian people and Syrian people and saying, let me form we own version of the PNM and the UNC. That's where the Congress of the People come from. Carlos and Philip started that as the ONR. Those are coalitions of interest. So we have to stop being disingenuous and hypocrites in our conversation. Mm. Sorry about interrupting you, but I wanted to put that in the public space.
No, here's the sad reality. The sad reality is that people may not evaluate things the way you do or the way you think they should. And we have a population, maybe in other parts of the world they're the same, where people like to be told what to think without admitting that they're being told what to think.
Indeed.
And in instances like this, that may very well be the case. But at the end of the day, even though the PNM, as you've described it, is a coalition of interests, they present a united front. In that, in the election, nobody's being asked, well, all right, well, the PNM, we ain't putting up no candidate in this constituency, you know, but we're telling you who to vote for and that kind of thing. Even though there may be...
PNM at war right now inside.
Yeah, well, regardless of the PNM being at war on the inside...
What happens to Trinidad, though, is Trinidad gets to hold the UNC and other parties under a microscope
right. If
it challenges the PNM, but the PNM business gets hidden away. Why the front page of The Guardian right now is not about the war going on with Carl Membert and Foster Cummins, where Carl Membert sent Rhoda Barrett for Foster? Why that's not on the front page of The Guardian? But if Gary disagree with Kamala, Gary with his two friends and one man party, that's on the front page of The Guardian.
Mm.
It's to show you the coalition of interest defending itself and flickering their wagon.
Mm. Well, be that as it may, well established in your mind and the minds of others as to what it is, the reality is when the electorate heads to the polls, they're not being asked to evaluate the things that you are saying need to be evaluated.
And that's a lack of education to the public, and you're right. And my mission between now and the next election is to shine a bright light on all of these political issues so that, because I've watched Trinidadians get very savvy, and they got informed and empowered, and I want them to be informed and empowered with the politics too.
Yeah, well, we'll continue the conversation after the 8 o'clock news. You have our sport report then, and then we'll get you back on the phone line because we're hearing you much clearer now.
But we'll do it like this.
Yeah, so we'll do it like this after the 8 o'clock news. We continue because we do have a lot of things we need to get into.
And of course,
we'll have this conversation continuing with the political leader of the PP, Philip Edward Alexander.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Joining us once again on the phone line, let's welcome back to our program, Mr. Alexander. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me again. Are you hearing me clearly?
Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear. As we continue our discussion, there are questions that are being asked when we have the discussion on the program about who brings what to the table. And your political entity has been around for a while, and you've been making strides towards cementing your position on the national landscape. What does, for the UNC supporter, and apart from the UNC supporter, from the general observer who's looking on, what does your entity, or what would it bring to any sort of arrangement with the UNC moving forward?
This is for, I said this on another interview this morning, to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower.
Right.
I have accepted go into any coalition with the if we go into any coalition with the United National Congress, which we are going to go, that Kamala Prasad Desai is the leader. This kind of conversation, this confusing conversation people have about all about sit down and plan the world, that's not how it works. Once you admit that this person leads me and my party, they make the call. Your only options there is to agree or to disagree and leave. But every single person right now today, call member could disagree with Keith Rowley and leave. People need to know what their purpose of being in politics for, what their own agenda is. And I'm saying that to say this. We are here to fix the country. So when we say that we are going to work with Kamala Prasad Desai, what she wants from our organization that we could give, we will give. What role she wants me to play, I will play. Politically right now, I did not ask her for anything. I'm very serious when I say that. I said Trinidad needed rescuing from the PNM. And I wanted to say something here earlier before you took the break. And if you'd allow me to say it now, I would like to segue to that. Because when I told you about the coalitions of interest and what they do, it is in their best interest that the PNM stays in power. So they will do everything in their power to hobble the UNC. And they've been doing that. They've been detonating personalities in the UNC and making mountains out of molehills. Like the Congress of the people, the chairman saying the political leader didn't talk to him. Well, all they want to talk. This is not for the public. That's a public consumption. Why is that a release? It is just that everything that they could use to say, look, Kamala already, she had no coalition. It's nonsense talk. This is early times. All she's done is invited everybody who wants a better Trinidad Tobago to come, sit, talk. Let us bring to the table, as you asked earlier, all that we have that could work in common unison to rescue this country from the madness that we are all living now. That's what's happening. That's where we at. All of these people who put in out releases, I'm saying this, need to stop the politicking and put the country first. Because if they don't, if they win the battle, we will all lose the war. And we will end up back with these same insane, bungling, blundering idiots as the government, and you still wouldn't have water to flush your toilet, and you still wouldn't be able to get foreign exchange, and you still would be calling Philip in the night because they have a big hole in your road 17 years now and nobody taking you on. And that's the truth. That's where we're at. The government has failed. The country is failing. We need to mount a rescue. That is the whole conversation. Everything else after that is ego and semantics.
When it comes to the players involved, we're not too sure as to how far this net is going to be cast and who else might be a part of these discussions. Because politics, when it comes to development, anything is possible. We've seen some of the strangest bedfellows come together for political, I don't want to say expediency, but for a cause. And we know that there are some players on the national landscape that others have suggested should be a part of any discussion. Among those are Michaela Pandey and her Patriotic Front, and Gary Griffith and his NTA. We know that they have, and it's very public, you've made no bones about it. Gary and yourself have been going after, I don't want to say going after each other, but you've had your very public disagreements. The NTA did work with the UNC for local government elections, and Gary Griffith has said that he's open to any sort of discussion moving forward. Let's just say that happens. Does that throw a wrench into your participation because of the...
Not at all.
Okay.
I am dealing with Kamala Prasad because whoever she deals with, she says we are all colleagues. She's the leader. You cannot have a coalition of everybody's opinion. That is a prescription for chaos. And she admitted to the media at that meeting that she was inexperienced in the art of putting coalitions together the last time around, and everybody weren't clear. There's a saying, strong fences make good neighbors. I want to paraphrase that. The strong boundaries will make good coalitions. We have people who are trying to discuss with the leader of the UNC the terms under which they want to come into a coalition and what they want in exchange.
Mm.
That is not country first. That is you looking to see how you could get your pound of flesh and your piece of meat. And I can't sit by and let that happen. So I jumped in the conversation, Marty Second, to defend Kamala from the same Gary Griffith who had detonated himself. And I watched what was going on with dissidents, and I realized this was the same old tricky slow trip. Let me drop out a 3-month-old politician, Marsha Walker, and then let the media blow it up big and say, oh, God, the UNC hemorrhaging. But they're not talking about why Stuart Young is the acting prime minister instead of Colin Inwood. They will hide that, put that away. PNM don't let nobody wash their dirty underwear. You understand? So that is what's going on in Trinidad and Tobago right now, is that those with interests, the coalition of interest that is the PNM and those that support the PNM and those who benefit from the PNM are going to look for any little problem that they can find in the United National Congress and Kamala Prasad Bisesa's plan to rescue this country from this madness. They're going to try to make it look like the UNC is in disarray. It's not.
Well,
what Kamala Prasad Bisesa is saying, everybody come to the table who have something to bring to the table. I want to also say this. If you want to play it, the plane full of people and everybody going to America, and the pilot who's supposed to come on the plane didn't make it to the plane for some reason, but their child come and they say, no, I'm not a pilot, but my father used to be a pilot. Only mind if I fly? Would you go? Or would you get off that plane quickly? Stop letting every brand name. This is not about legacy. This is not the times of kings and queens where you're passing the country on to your children. People need to demonstrate capacity, ability, capability. What is your commitment to the country? What is your agenda? Who makes your party? What supports you? What finances you? The Progressive Empowerment Party was picked apart, flayed open. I mean, what they didn't ask, what they didn't look for. They checked me from all angles, and we still stuck it out. We hit the ground, and we were there for every single day since we formed January 18, 2017. There are other political parties that only show up in time for elections hoping they get a piece of thing to eat. Let us stop giving them relevance just because they have three letters or two letters in their name from the ABC. The United National Congress is supposed to, in a real country, win this election by itself. It shouldn't need anybody else. But I think Kamala Prasad Bisesa is savvy enough to understand that the cashless economy is going to destroy this democracy, that the way that the PNM is trying to sign away our sovereignty is an alarming development, that our people, unfortunately, are too easily distracted by Juve and Carnival to not see and realize that the country is in danger. So she is mounting a defense, and I am joining with her for that, and anybody else in politics should be doing the same this morning.
Yeah. You said something that's interesting, that at this point in time, it's about getting all hands on deck. And I don't want to use the term follow the leader, but that's basically what you said. Kamala Prasad Bisesa and the UNC will lead, and the other players will carry out their mandate as needed moving forward. Now, that's all well and good for now, but some have suggested it's the pitfall of the People's Partnership. Because, I mean, I was there in Emerald Plaza when they used to be meeting whole day and whole night and interviewing the players coming out and that kind of thing. And one of the problems that they had, speaking with Hulsi Bagan and Winston Duggar and everybody else who used to sit up there and having their discussions, was about figuring out, well, all right, after the election, let's just say we win, what happens after? And we saw histories on the side that that was one of the biggest challenges for the People's Partnership, because they won the war, but they weren't able to share up the spoils of war in a manner that satisfied everyone. Now, while it's all well and good to say at this point in time that the objective is to win the war, at some point in time, you must have some idea or some kind of working agreement as to what's to happen after.
Agreed.
Has a timeline been set for those discussions to take place? Because the way we go in with the Dr. Rowley and the election, some people say that could happen at any point in time. I don't think it will.
Let me tell you, we have plenty of time. Let me get that out of people's mind fast. King Rowley's not a fool. He can't touch Christmas from December 1st, Advent started. He can't touch Christmas because the Christians and the Catholics will revolt against him and he will lose the election. He can't touch Carnival because all of his voters and all of his supporters will be distracted, whining low until Ash Wednesday. So he can't touch Carnival. And then they have Lent, which is the highest, holiest period of the Christian calendar until Easter Sunday. He can't touch that. If you're going to have an election in 2025, 6 weeks from Easter Sunday is the first time he could consider. So put that aside. I want to tell you this. You just raised the issue about knowing who's supposed to do what. Kamala Prasad, the Sessa, addressed that when she said to the media, and she was clear.
Mm.
She said, I wasn't a political leader before. I didn't know any of this before. I had to learn trial by fire. And she did an amazing job holding all those personalities together, all things considered, being thrown into that position. But now she went through it. She's knowledgeable. She's experienced. This is not a fight about a board where everybody meets in a bar and trying on an outfit. This is, she initiated conversation. What we're seeing is foolishness from people who are showing themselves to be politically immature, that are using the conversation as an opportunity to beat their own chest and shine a light on themselves. They have to stop that, because at some point, she is going to close the door on that invitation. They are still going to have to determine. And I tell you something, I fought elections. You know that. I fought general elections, by-elections, local government elections. And I know as a third party how difficult it is just to organize that. I'm watching these other people with what they're calling political parties, with a handful of people walking around with them. That's cool. That looks like a political party. But when nomination day comes, and you need to be able to organize each and every constituency, put a candidate, manage their market, communicate, do a fund, and it is not an easy thing. So a lot of these people need to get a quick dose of reality, because they play in a hand that they don't have the cards for. Come election time, it is who is able and capable, and the only third party with the resources and the ability to mount an election right now is Progressive Empowerment Party. And we are saying we are standing down and standing with Kamala Prasad, because we are in conversation. I am in conversation. I hear people talking about Jillian John. Jillian John is working so hard at this. Barry Padaran is working so hard at this. David Naki, the United National Congress, is full of people who are so focused on getting this to work that we are going to get a good government out of this. The other parties and the other personalities who think they are parties need to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that this train leaving the station with or without them, and they may get some media time, but they need to think post-election results 2025. What would they have foisted on this country if they do not assist in the rescue from this 1% control PNL?
Mm.
Because that is the whole mission right now.
Yep.
That is the issue.
Well, I'll tell you this. Anywhere you go, people are speaking about politics one way or the other. It's either they're interested, they want to know, or they ain't care to know about what's going on with the politics in this country. And sometimes the vast difference in opinions really make you wonder if we are as engaged as we need to be in national affairs. I question that many times based on some of the comments that people make. But let's as we're almost out of time for the interview, as we wrap up, looking to the future and to an election that's on the horizon, what are some of the things that you believe the population should be focused on and concerned about?
Satish, I want to say, you ask some questions sometimes. I believe that, and you're right, people are so disconnected from politics in this country. I wonder what makes you get up every morning and come out and do this job and operate at the level that you operate at, knowing that so many people are just phoning it in. They don't care about their country. They're lazy with their democracy, and they need to change that. In the United States of America, there just was an election, and the people were so hyper-involved. There was so much racism and so much overt attack, nasty politics, and look what it resulted in. Donald Trump just won probably the biggest victory of anybody in history. He won the Electoral College, the popular vote. They trot out Barack Obama and Beyonce to appeal to the black vote. Donald Trump win more black vote than Obama. The Latin community voted for Donald Trump because everybody voted their self-interest. How do I get a better country? So this is what Trinidadians need to ask. Top 10. Trinidadians need to ask themselves, how do I get an economy that works so I can start a business, so I can continue my business, so I can get a job, so I can get a career? What is this country? Who's running the economy? Where's our lake asphalt money? Where's our oil money? How could National Gas lose $1.3 billion or something that we used to burn away for free? How is this going on? Our education system is a two-tiered education system. Prestige schools get a different curriculum to what the rest of these children get in. So are we raising children to be one side to be bosses and the other side to be staff and slaves? We have to have those conversations. Public health spends $6 billion a year, and we have a kill rate that is second to none. San Fernando Hospital and the maternity ward, they need to be investigated. How could you be a rainforest that was spit out of the Amazon and have more water fall on this country that drowns it every year, and still you can't put water in people tap when all you have to do is capture it, hold it, treat it, and distribute it? They've been doing that since Mesopotamia and Babylon and Persia. We can't learn that. Trinidadians need to understand that all of these problems are artificial, so that the 1% could sell you, could get money from you. If your education system is crap, we could sell you lessons. If your healthcare is crap, we could send you to private hospitals. If you have no water in your pipe, we could send your tank, we could sell your pump, we could send your bottled water. That is where the rubber meets the road. The quality of your life. If your life under this government is not good, if you are not safe, if you are not happy, if there is no hope, if your children wasting time spinning their wheels in an education system that is breaking their minds, if you get sick tonight and call an ambulance, if, God forbid, your house catch a fire and you need a fire engine, look and see. Trinidadians need to wake themselves up out of this slumber and see the reality of Trinidad and Tobago and decide for themselves. And I talking to Westmoreland this morning the same way I talking to Chaguanas, you know, because Westmoreland and Chaguanas used to open business in 2014 under the United National Congress People's Partnership, and you could have opened a business in 3 days. The banks wasn't taking advantage of the people the way the banks taking advantage of the people now. We've lost control of Trinidad and Tobago, the owners of Trinidad and Tobago, the people of Trinidad and Tobago. The government serves you. They're not supposed to enslave you. We need to break it and redo it. And that's why I am part of Kamala Prasad Disefa-led UNC Coalition of Interest. My interest is a better country for my children when I die and leave this world.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to leave it at this moment. I'm sure that we're going to have numerous conversations moving forward as this unfolds and many other things.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.